नमो विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनी नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चन्या प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौरव भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्णा। सो थैंक यू ऑल वेरी मच फॉर ज्वाइनिंग दिस स्पेशल सेशन टुडे। सो टुडे विल बी द सेकेंड session where devotees will be sharing their reflections, appreciation of what they have learned from Manasiksha, and they will be expressing their gratitude to Srila Raghunath Das Goswami for providing this wonderful literature, and also to Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur and the Vartaman Acharyas for providing wonderful insights into into every of these verses, each of these verses. So it has been a wonderful journey together. So last week we had wonderful presentations by many devotees, Madhavi Gopi Mataji, Navadvip Chandra Prabhu, Shaligram Krishna Prabhu, Krishnanam Prabhu, and many of these wonderful devotees presented, and Rukmini Sundari Mataji, they all shared wonderful reflections and realizations. So today we will continue this discussion. So those of you who would like to present, already five devotees have raised their hands, others also can raise their hands if you would like to present. So and I will accordingly keep unmuting you and you can present. So we will, without taking much of your time, we want to spend as much time as possible hearing the devotees' appreciation. So without taking much time, we will start today's session. So we start with Krishna Rupa Mataji. She has also been, even though she did not join very early, but she has been regularly listening to the recordings from wherever she had left, quite regular. So she will start presenting first, and then we will go on further. Over to you, Madhuri.
Thank you very much, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. Please accept my most humble obeisances to all the assembled devotees and my deepest gratitude to all for being such a wonderful family to me. So my meeting with Prabhuji was in 2017 in Pune, while we were learning Canto 2 under Prabhuji, your able guidance. And I was very much impressed with the teaching style of Prabhuji. So for Canto 2, in the lockdown, I have written word for word of Prabhuji's all lectures, from every text from his recordings, all the 10 chapters I have read. And what actually attracted me more towards Srimad Bhagavatam is his rearrangement of the shloka which Prabhuji had done. And he made the meaning so very simple. At that time, I had told also Prabhuji that, Prabhuji, I want to study SB in the same manner, and the understanding, the meaning of every word for myself, and very easily I can explain it to others also. So Prabhuji, I want to really, really thank you for all the efforts and pains that you are taking for us 24/7. To give us so much profound knowledge, and you're selflessly giving us, and we're learning from you the art of selflessly giving. You're actually living to only give, so you're in that particular mood. So from the relishing the Srimad Bhagavatam in the association of devotees, there is one shloka which comes in 11.3.30, Prabhuddha describes about crossing samsara by learning bhakti under a guru. So he says that the disciple should learn to develop attraction for the glories of the Lord through discussions with other devotees. He will experience happiness from their association, and mutually they will become detached from material enjoyment. So when we are actually taking shelter of purifying discussions where there is glorification of the Lord, one will mutually have mutual enjoyment without any rivalry, and one will have happiness arising from association with other devotees. So mutually one will be very detached from material enjoyment, like from one's wife and other things, and which are not favorable for devotional development. And slowly, slowly, you know, when we are becoming detached, we will start becoming detached. So they say that the disciple should learn all this. So coming back to the book Manashiksha, I would express my deepest gratitude to Srila Prabhupada, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, for giving us the Gaudiya Vaishnava philosophy, my spiritual master, who is a constant source of my inspiration and who has accepted all my sins and given me a brand new life to live. I would also like to thank His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj, who has made a very great impact in my life through his lectures and his personal association and his love to me and my family in abundance. His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Maharaj, who has very lovingly taught us how does a Vaishnava behave in this material world. His Holiness Bhakti Brihat Bhagavat Maharaj, His Holiness Gurijan Swami Maharaj, His Holiness Sachinandan Swami Maharaj, who all very lovingly tell you how you can establish your relation with Krishna from any point of your life, and teaching us how to chant every mantra with full focus. So Prabhuji, after hearing the Manashiksha classes, whatever activity I was doing in bhakti, be it deity worship in the temple or cooking or book distribution or preaching or giving classes, or in material life, I was actually, trying to put my heart into all these activities. I realized that Krishna is a person and I have a deep relation with him. But with these anarthas in me, I was not able to very, easily approach. So this particular book actually gave a 180 degree turn into my devotional life. And also this book helped me to deepen my relationship with my spiritual master and take his instructions in full sincerity. So his prime instruction, every time he gives, is actually chanting. So I took chanting also very seriously. My gratitude to all my Shiksha Gurus deepened, because, I exist in devotional service because of the kind of knowledge they have given me and guided me in every walk of my life. So previously I was a dupless person and did little prajalpa also. But this book helped me to a great extent to be cautious not to do prajalpa. And instead of prajalpa, I replaced it with hearing and speaking Krishna Katha and started taking many more programs and all. So I was very also hesitant about opening up my heart in confidence that what will, she say or what will he say. So this book has also helped me to be more confident to confide to my seniors, to my own spiritual master about my own shortcomings. And also this book, I felt it has helped me get rid of so many other anarthas of name, fame, adoration. So I was always planning that how will I glorify Krishna to anyone, anybody I meet, in the bus I meet, in the train I meet. So also I started meditating on, serving my spiritual master, offering prayers to my spiritual master on a daily basis. So what I started doing is I started journaling on a daily basis. I started preparing a daily report to my Guru Maharaj and Srila Prabhupada. And in that journaling, I started writing in what way I would love to contribute myself for being an instrument in the hands of my spiritual master and Srila Prabhupada. Daily, I used to write, I used to make two columns. What I contributed today to this mission. And in the next column, I write down that what will I like to contribute. Say, for example, I like to make jewelry. I love to make garlands for the deities. I love to distribute books. And I realized that whatever, tasks seem so very impossible by, the mercy of the spiritual master and by their intervening in those tasks became very simple. Also, I started writing that what was the best part of the day or what was the worst part of the day, what challenges did I face and how, I begged mercy to face those challenges to my spiritual master in Srila Prabhupada. And many times I used to have even tears of repentance after hearing your classes, Prabhuji, because what I had done is till session 13, again, I started writing word to word of your lectures, Prabhuji. Means pause and write and pause and write. But those lectures, my computer crashed, so all got deleted and could not recover. So, yeah, there was one class which I specifically remember. It's Hanyeham Hanyeham. am dead. My spiritual life is getting finished. Iti kuru tvam phutkaran, crying out pitilessly to devotees, you know, crying out to Guru Maharaj, crying out to Srila Prabhupada, please save me from these highway robbers. These are enemies of lust, greed, pride, anger that I'm doing with my, what am I doing with my life, and why am I not completely surrendered to, you know, this mission or to my Guru Maharaj. So that yearning to serve the Lord, you know, has actually, you know, given me a lot of, you know, strength. Also, I did not have very great standard of deity worship in my own home. So after hearing your classes, you know, Lakshmi Pati Rati, attachment to worshipping Radha and Krishna, I have also increased the standard of my deity worship. Like I used to dress them up only once in a week, but now I dress them up every day. I make a conscious effort also to talk to my deities and be very personal, like plucking flowers for them from the society garden, or making garlands for them, or making jewelry for them, cooking one sweet item at least every day for them. In short, I have become more conscious that, okay, I'm staying in their home. They are my master and I am their servant. So previously, all these activities are very mechanical. But now after hearing so many classes of yours on Shikshamrita, Mana Shiksha, now I feel that, you know, these things are coming from within. And many a times I also actually offer flowers to these books also, Mana Shiksha, Shikshamrita, that I'm studying as a, you know, gratitude to the authors of those books. So, in fact, I wanted to write all these lectures and present it to you, Prabhuji. I had written also to the session 13. But maybe in future, I think again, I should do it again whenever time permits me. So, this book is like a deity worship manual and as well as a meditating manual also for meditating on Radha and Krishna. And if we see the initial slokas, they emphasize so much on the internal transformation. Oh, you want to worship Radha Krishna, but what about lust? What about anger? What about tendency to do prajalpa, illusion, pride? And do you think with these qualifications, we can gain the qualification to worship Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan? And then you also told that, okay, even if you have given up on these things, pride, greed, lust, anger, but then we have cheating propensity also. And okay, we have given up cheating propensity, but how are we going to, you know, give up the desire of name, fame, and adoration and glorification? So these things are very painful. You mentioned Prabhuji, and ultimately, before becoming qualified to learn the higher practices in the external path, one has to encounter these internal enemies. And yes, it is not an easy path. Of course, Mana Shiksha is giving us such wonderful solutions to these anarthas. But as you mentioned, Prabhuji, in those classes, that yes, it takes time to practice, internalize these things. And it is a time-consuming process. But I pray to the Lord and Guru Parampara that I get the association of all your wonderful devotees, especially His Grace Balram Shakti Prabhu, so that I may dig out more of my anarthas, subtle and gross both, and work upon them while constantly thinking that I am not the enjoyer and Krishna is to be enjoyed, and I have to give pleasure to Krishna and not my senses. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna. Thank you. Thank you so much, Mataji. It was so very wonderful from the heart. And, you know, practically you shared what you had practiced and how, you know, the teachings had brought in practical changes in your lives, which was very wonderful. So, you know, you shared about the importance of sharing with each other. You quoted that verse from the 11th canto, Parasparanukatanam Pavanam Bhagavad Yashaha Mito Ratir Mito Tushtir Nivrittir Mita Atmanaha, where there are three benefits that are mentioned. Mito Rati, I mean, this is something very, one of my favorite verses of Srimad Bhagavatam. So what happens when devotees come together to discuss Krishna Katha? First thing is Mito Rati. One develops mutual affection with each other. So, I mean, most of us, we have not met each other actually. A few of you I have met personally, but most of you, you know, I mean, I mean, I don't know. I've never seen you. Because we constantly come together to discuss Krishna Katha, there is a very strong bond that has formed, you know, just by merely discussing Krishna Katha. Then mitotushti. Mitotushti means it brings a lot of satisfaction. You know, when we develop this habit of coming together to discuss Krishna Katha, it gives a lot of mutual satisfaction. You know, you don't need additional satisfaction from social media and, you know, internet and, you know, watching movies and all that. We feel so satisfied just coming together with each other and spending time glorifying Krishna. And the third most important benefit of this is Nivrittir Mita Atmanaha. One develops a very strong confidence to overcome one's struggles due to anarthas. Because each one is trying to help each other, inspire each other. So therefore, if you see that your friend has overcome a particular anartha, and if you are also struggling with the same anartha, then you say, oh, you have overcome, tell me how you have overcome. And the other person shares. And then you say, oh, you did all these things, let me say all these things and I will also overcome. Like that, one gets a kind of mutual confidence that, yes, I am not alone in this struggle. So, like that. So therefore, Mataji shared many, many things about how the teachings of Manasita helped that very person. Yes, she shared that how it has helped her deepen her relationship with Guru, take his instructions very seriously. You know, start journaling. She has started writing reports to Srila Prabhupada and her Guru Maharaj, which is exemplary. I mean, I can't, you know, it's very, you know, I can't even imagine doing it, you know. It's yeah, that needs a lot of sincerity and determination. And, you know, another thing, overcoming Prajalpa, yeah, which is very difficult for me, at least, I'm sure. And then another very important point that she shared is that now she has gained confidence and understood the importance of confiding about one's own struggles to well-intentioned, mature, loving senior devotees. So, which is very, very important. And also, she shared about how she you know, it has helped her work on this name, fame, adoration, and you know, and then also understanding the importance of devotees association. She spoke about hanyeham hanyeham iti bakavit bartma pagane kurutvam putkaran, you know, expressing our struggles at same thing, you know, confiding to devotees and seeking help. And she shared how Manasiksha has helped her transform her deity worship standards. You know, how she has started taking deity worship very seriously. How initially used to dress her deities once a week. But now, you know, hearing the importance of worshipping the deities, love it every day. And most importantly, she mentioned that how the whole teachings of Manasiksha has brought in a very strong personal element in her practice of devotional service. It has come more personal from a stage of mechanical devotional service. I mean, this is important, right? I mean, whatever she has shared is, she has shared something which she has practically applied and she has gotten benefit. I mean, this is important actually. So, because these devotees share the essence. So, even if you have not heard any of Manasiksha, the essence of what has touched their heart, what they have practiced and what benefit they have got, they are mentioning. These are the take-home points. if last 200 hours no one has attended, these are the final take home points. So no one needs to regret. So they are handing out the Nigama Kalpataror Galitam Phalam. The ripened fruit of 200 hours of discussing Manasiksha is freely handed out. People, you know, they are very kindly handing it out freely. These are ready-made take-home points. So thank you very much, Krishna Rupa Mataji. So now I will request Venkat Gorabhu to share his reflections and learnings from Manasiksha. Over to you.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, please accept our humble obeisances. Our humble obeisances are also to all the assembled Vaishnavas who participated so enliveningly in all these sessions, last 200 hours of discussion. Myself and my wife, Vrajagopika Dasi, we have written down our realizations so that, you know, we don't miss things and we are not, you know, very, very extempore like other speakers, but we have written it down. Thank you very much for this wonderful nectarian series of teachings. Even though we are not inclined towards studying Shastras, these lectures of yours have inspired and encouraged us to go deeper into studying them. What is wonderful is that you are a loving teacher, not getting irritated upon being asked silly doubts and questions. Even though Srila Raghunath Das Goswami is one of our favorite acharyas and inspired us earlier too, studying Manasiksha under your able guidance and teaching was actually, it has raised my level of spiritual integrity and values, as well as our behavior to others, to other people. I will explain like how, starting with unprecedented love for Sri Guru, we have no love for our Guru, and now we realize that we have to develop unprecedented love for Sri Guru. I'm trying to do this by remembering him first thing in the morning, as well as, you know, all the three times as we sing in the Guru Ashtakam. I'm also trying to keep myself resolved of hearing his instructions regularly so that someday I may be able to get some love for him. Some of the catchy words which we have, which we have discussed during these sessions is, I will explain one by one. Holy name, it was discussed that one must develop love for the holy name. I'm very much far away from developing love as I'm still chanting inattentively. However, now I'm realizing my fallen condition and begging for mercy to Sri Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra and Guru Maharaj, expressing myself as Anyeham. It was indeed eye-opening for me to understand that the progress in the Gaudiya Vaishnava line, we have to develop love for only Sri Radha Krishna, that too in Vrindavan. Coming from a South Indian family, our attraction towards Sri Narayana has to change to love for Sri Radha and Krishna. That has made me alert about how I am interacting with people from other sampradayas and lineages. Behave with respect, but be sure to know about my own goal. We also have the confidence that this is the supreme most goal and I am to endeavor in this lineage only. Second word is the Dhamba. The word has changed my life so much so that now when I am in a confusing, conflicting situation, I take care to see that I am not being hypocritical. When others act in a conflicting situation, I try to take lessons from their actions without being judgmental about them. The other word is Prajalpa. Even though I am very much away from being completely engaged in Krishna consciousness activities, I am trying to remain as much correctly engaged as possible to avoid wastage of our time in Prajalpa. The other thing is donkey urine. These words, though very gross, alert me to be very careful about hypocrisy. I also remember Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj telling us in his conversation in one of the lectures that the skin which is touched by the donkey urine never grows hair again, which is very serious, which means that for a hypocritical devotee, love for Sri Radha Krishna is almost impossible. Pratishta. Now, after Manasiksha, I know how to deal with glorification and being alert about puja, lab, and pratishta. I immediately transfer it to my spiritual master and guru parampara in such a case. Unfortunately, I was not very attentive towards after verse number 7, as we had some other responsibilities. I regret not being able to attend the Ashtakams also completely. However, we plan to catch up with the full series of Manasiksha again. I feel if a sadhaka continuously alert about these instructions and evaluating himself always based on Sri Raghunath Das Goswami's yardstick, his progress will be much quicker, and I hope to do that myself. I am inspired to memorize Sri Manasiksha verses every day and hope to do it in the upcoming Kartik month. Thank you once again for this wonderful series. Hoping to be a part of a new series where we can learn much more. This group of participants was also very enlivening, asking relevant questions and has cleared some doubts that may not have arisen in our minds, and as I had not thought from that point of view. The commentaries by various contemporary acharyas have actually shown me how there can be different realizations after some verse, for the same verse, and how great personalities can perceive the same thing in different ways. To conclude our realizations, I compare Manasiksha to a lens which helps us to focus our diverse spiritual aspirations into worship of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna in the forest of Raja and take the shelter of their lotus feet. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you. Thank you so much, Prabhu. It was very beautifully. So, Prabhuji mentioned that, I was patient to answer silly doubts. I mean, I don't ever remember, in the last 2 years, anyone asking any silly doubts at all. And this, I'm trying to be really honest here. Because I don't think any doubt is silly. I don't think anyone who has the patience and interest to join the session and attend regularly for such a long time, they cannot be silly. They are definitely, because you know, we are not here telling stories and you know, some entertaining things. So, I mean, this is some serious subject matter. So unless someone is really serious, why would they join and come? And how can such people's questions be silly? It cannot be. And honestly, I never found even a single silly question. Everything was very, very relevant. So very, something very powerful. Both Prabhuji and Mataji shared. Of course, whatever he shared was the collective reflections of Prabhuji and Mataji. So he said that it has enhanced their integrity, values, and behavior. I mean, isn't this the goal of Manasiksha? Raghunath Das Goswami would be so proud. If someone, after studying Manasiksha, if they had at least started bringing in transformation in their integrity, values, and behavior. I mean, this is the goal. I mean, this is the perfection of Manasiksha. This is the purpose of Manasiksha. So, and Prabhuji shared many practical points. He said, the first thing I learned was to develop love for Guru. And he said that I have started implementing this by remembering the Guru 3 times every day, hearing his instructions regularly. And he spoke about how he has been endeavoring to develop love for the holy name, having understood its importance. He spoke about, you know, how coming from a South Indian family, the attraction for the other forms of the Lord and the other mood of worship was very strong, but having heard the importance of focusing on our goal, you know, it was very important he understood that, and he also learned how we should deal with the other sampradayas, behave with them with respect, but be clearly conscious about one's own goal. So like that, very important actually. Deal with them with respect, but at the same time, be very clear about what is your goal of life. So then he spoke about Dhamma, about being non-judgmental, about, you know, when dealing with others, you know, understand that everyone is dealing with their own anarthas and the process is working on them slowly. So eventually they will overcome. So I should deal in a very non-judgmental way. And at the same time, when we have issues, you know, how to act in a way that is non-hypocritical. Then he shared about learned about prajalpa. The whole essence of overcoming prajalpa is manage the time in such a way that one never has any free time to indulge in prajalpa. And talking about donkey's urine, he said that how we should be very careful about, he quoted from Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, how if someone's part of the skin is touched by donkey urine, not only is the hair lost from that area, but it can never grow hair again. So which means indicating that if one is touched by the donkey urine of hypocrisy, then love for Radha and Krishna is almost impossible in such a person, like that. And then he also mentioned that he learned, and he's trying to practice also, that how to deal with glorification, transfer it to the Guru Parampara. So then he concluded by telling that we are here to learn Srila Raghunath Das Goswami's yardstick of progress in devotional service. So and then he thanked the devotees for asking relevant questions. And another very important point, if it inspires you, you can also take it. He said that in this Kartik, I am planning to memorize the verses of Manasiksha. So this is something which, if you are interested, you could also try doing. And then he also mentioned that, you know, if a new series is starting, he would be interested in joining. So we will keep you posted. So I am sure you all are part of the BSD Bhakti Courses Info. Post Manasiksha, most likely we will be continuing Chaitanya Shikshamrit on both Monday and Tuesday, so that we can quickly complete that book. And subsequently, we will start Jaiva Dharma on Monday and Tuesday. Henceforth, Monday and Tuesday will be the same book. Monday, Tuesday will be the same book. Jaiva Dharma. Okay, anyway, this is not a time to speak about Jaiva Dharma, that we will do on a separate day. But thank you very much, Prabhu. That was very, very relevant what you shared. I have noted it down. So hopefully we will try to apply these teachings ourselves. So thank you very much. Next, I will request Radha Bhavini Mataji to share her reflections and learnings. Over to you, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Danda Pranam. Am I audible?
Yes, Mataji. Yes, Mataji, you are audible.
I'm really lost, like where to start. There is a whole big ocean to speak, but this is my small drop, humble-like offering to the whole 2 years which went by, and to what touched my heart, I would like to express here in this forum. Please, I give my respect to our businesses, to His Grace Balaram Shakti Prabhu and all assembled Vaishnavas. Unless it was this wonderful group who, through whom, you know, all the interactions and all happened, and that's the reason I was each week trying to join back to listen what Prabhuji was trying to speak, and also what wonderful questions all the devotees used to ask, and the explanation which Prabhuji used to give patiently. So I would just say my humble offering is goes this way. We heard that Manashiksha in the book itself is written splendid instructions to the mind, but and it was indeed each session was very splendid, I would say. Initially starting from the first and foremost attachment to Guru. I would not tell that I have reached that stage where I have completely got attachment to my Guru. But this session really was an eye-opener, attachment, the clear understanding of how our relation with the Guru, not only the spiritual master, the Diksha Guru and Shiksha Guru should be. So that was a great eye-opener, and I am really working out towards that point. And another verse which really touched my heart was the conviction about the potency of Maha Mantra. So wonderfully, Prabhuji explained about, he told one point that everything is there in the Maha Mantra. I'm just praying day in and day out, like, when will I realize this point? And Prabhuji gave so much focus we have to be while chanting the Maha Mantra, which I'm just striving in day and out, and I'm just praying to this assembly of devotees and this wonderful book that one day I'll be able to, at my practice of this, at least chanting should be little what pleases my spiritual master. I'm really working a long on this point that's really touched my heart, that everything is there in the Maha Mantra. Just trying to beat my brains, like, please come back to the mantra, come back to mantra and chant attentively. And another very important point which I can never forget is Hanyeham, Hanyeham, the way Prabhuji used to speak and stress on that point. And I will always think, I can never cry out, even if I want to, that I have a long way again. To each and everything what Prabhuji has spoken, I am just aware in the initial start of a long journey. But I can see light at the end of the tunnel because I have the blessings of all my Shiksha Guru, Balram Shakti Prabhu and all the assembled Vaishnavas. So that is a hope I am seeing in this. And the highway robbers, so nicely Prabhuji explained it. It was like if I used to close the eyes, many of the times when Prabhuji used to speak, I used to like to close my eyes and hear, because almost the whole scene used to come in front of the eyes. Like, actually, if we are on a highway and if there are the robbers, how it would be? And this lust, anger, greed, pride, everything were actually there. And they are still there. But at least now the awareness is there that we shouldn't fall prey, and where and how our journey should be. These the verses, of course, all the verses were good, like starting from the attachment to Guru itself, but especially when it came to 5th, 6th and 7th verses, they were so touching, because all this 10, 12 or 20 years of bhakti, what has been practiced, I felt it was a churning of all that, and all these years, frankly speaking, never practiced devotional service in the way it has happened over the 2 years. And also from Prabhuji's earlier sessions when Corona started, where Prabhuji self-evaluation and all that. So that's when I really got inspired to hear from Prabhuji. And but these 5th, 6th, and 7th verses, I keep hearing day in and day out. And me and Prabhuji could not, my Prabhu could not join the sessions, but he on next day, he used to listen. And we discuss and contemplate on this, especially this 5th, 6th, 7th verse, and the deceit and fault finding, dealing with devotees. All these were such wonderful points, and just hammering our the consciousness that see what I have done. Of course, I repent that not being very cautious all through the journey. But again, like I tell that I was telling earlier, I'm finding some light at the end of the tunnel. Because this has opened up the whole journey. Every moment is a dealing, every moment is an understanding, and every moment is giving a caution. Ever since I've taken up Manashiksha, it really cautions the mind. See, this is what we have heard, this is what we are supposed to do. And there's, you know, example, Puja La Pratishta. It's very easy when we are having some service, and after so many years, when we have seen it in the temple, automatically I felt, I understood that when Prabhuji was saying how this Pujala Pratishtha was easily coming our way. And then it really made me alert that, no, this is not what we are supposed to have. And this itself will just uproot my bhakti. And I have to just give the credits to my spiritual master, Shiksha Guru, Diksha Guru. And just remember that Krishna is the center. I should not be yearning for all this. And if I yearn for all this, finish my bhakti is done. And also, I would like to also tell one important, in this journey, like all devotees would really agree to me, I guess. Any question we had, Prabhuji himself told that he never undermined any question, but anything we were, is Prabhuji opened up himself and made us himself so available that any point, anywhere where we were stuck, even in the personal life of practicing bhakti or even material life, I would tell, to a large extent, Prabhuji just gave a helping hand. One such case, I was really stuck and I approached Prabhuji and I told my situation. Prabhuji, this is the situation I'm facing and this happened in our devotional journey. And Prabhuji too, and it was regarding, Prabhuji told us, this is the slightest small thing, that is envy. And if you are just carrying on to this, it would be a stumbling block on the way back to Godhead. If you're, by you're doing, you know, or asking for forgiveness, if you're doing this and if you can bring a smile on Krishna's face, then why don't you do this? If you're not able to do that, understand it is that envy factor that is stopping you. I was literally in tears. I told, yeah, that's right. I used to give my own explanation of why it should not be, Prabhuji, why this should be, why should I, you know, react in such a way. But that's it. When Prabhuji told this, and this has also been, ever since this talk happened, each and every point of time, I weigh my deeds and actions, and it has made me alert. Are my actions and deeds bringing a smile on the Lord's face, or am I doing something that will displease Him? So that was a very important eye-opener for me. Another thing, I could very well connect to the point where Prabhuji told that the subtle ego, you know, which we have, which I have, I have not given up even after taking up this path of bhakti. And same like I earlier told, the despicable desire for material honor and distinction. Then I learned that Prabhuji will so well explain that if this low-born prostitute, he who eats dog meat, I could really imagine that he is being placed in your heart, then where will Krishna have a place? So these were the points I would say really touched my heart. And Prabhuji, what was the solution also to that? That what is the solution for this is to serve and our all unalloyed devotees of the Lord. So like how I was telling earlier, myself and Prabhuji have taken that this is our main motto on the path of bhakti. Let us try our level best to serve the devotees of the Lord in this mode, what Prabhuji has tried to teach us through Manashiksha. And in one of the sessions, Prabhuji told that we should be very grateful to Srila Raghunathas Goswami. And so every morning, it has been a practice right from initial days of Manashiksha that I am really unqualified, but I pray to Srila Raghunathas Goswami and Srila Rupa Goswami bringing me on this path and keeping me under the guidance of such wonderful devotees. At least I think before that I was never, I used to chant our pranam mantras early in the morning, but the mood and the inclination, the prayerfulness came ever since Prabhuji made this point that we have to sincerely pray to Srila Raghunathas Goswami. And what happens, it was a flow. Once we pray to Raghunathas Goswami, I used to pray, and immediately connecting was Manashiksha. And one Tuesday would have already passed, or might be if I'd have missed some Tuesdays, then I would have heard some class, then those instructions would immediately pop in the mind. And time and again, it is storing in mind, on the back of the mind, what we have learned and what we are supposed to practice. another very wonderful heart-touching point for me was I learned how to pray in front of the deities. Prabhuji told that, you know, it should be a heartfelt call. Many a times this was never there earlier, but now also I am striving my way. How can I actually try calling, touching, I mean, heartfelt, how can I do that heartfelt call to the deities? And also Prabhuji explained how we should express our feelings in front of the deities. And we should go and in front of them and speak about you know, what is really bothering us. This has really helped me, especially because I'm carrying a big baggage of anarthas with me, and I'm trying to do this, go in front of the deities and pray. It really, I think, when we pray, also the reciprocation or the thought automatically comes to our mind when things are going wrong, and the alertness, like how I always tell it, I was telling. And through Prabhuji's narrations on various verses, my respect to other sampradayas also increased more, because I always observed His Grace Balaram Shakti Prabhu never undermined any sampradaya. The way he used to reply was so satisfying. I know the devotee who would have asked also would have got very convinced of what our approach should be. And even Shraddha or a person like me who was hearing, I was so happy the way Prabhuji is answering. And that made me more understanding and respectful towards other sampradaya. And the devotees who are practicing the other sampradaya, give them respect. And these vital points were also there. And of course, the essence of the cake is the icing. So similarly, the ashtakams were really touching. Mainly while the one where Prabhuji told, while circumambulating Govardhan, what should be our mood? And the 7 points that Prabhuji explained, Prabhuji very nicely explained those points, that what should be a mood in the dham. But he also added a point that when we go to our local temple also, we should keep these points in mind. And I'm working hard towards this, because I get easily carried away, but by all the lower tendencies, I'm paying my respectful obeisances to each and every Vaishnava, and especially His Grace Balaram Shakti Prabhu, to help me on this point, that it comes to my mind when I go even to the temple, that what am I not supposed to do. And another thing was the Vrindad Devi Ashtakam. Actually, I used to recite Vrindad Devi Ashtakam daily, because it long time back it came in once in Back to Godhead magazine about Vrindad Devi. The complete magazine was about Vrindad Devi. So from that time itself, some attachment towards Vrindad Devi had taken place, and I used to make a point every time when we go to Vrindavan, go to Vrindakund. But when Prabhuji beautifully recited Vrindad Devi Ashtakam, it's always like what we like. If somebody speaks, it gives more attraction. So the more deeper meaning of Vrinda Devi Ashtakam has emerged, and my existing love for Vrindad Kund and Vrinda Devi has increased by leaps and bounds. Same way with Radhika Ashtakam. My Shisha Guru, when I have initially in I think 2000, she told me that every day you should recite Radhika Ashtakam. And that time it was Kartik month. And sincerely, I used to recite the Radhika Ashtakam. Oh, okay. But that time was recitation. And I think after many years, this wonderful explanations about Radhika Ashtakam and the sessions where Prabhuji explained about Srimati Radharani were so nectarian. Especially when I was telling that during Radhashtami, it really helped to see Srimati Radharani in a very different angle. So my all respects to Prabhuji. And I think before visiting Vrindavan, it is a must hear. These classes are a must hear to develop a love for the Dham and change our approach to the Dham. So I pray that every time I wear plan to visit, I should hear these classes, which will awaken my sleeping consciousness.
Not dealing further, I have written one more point. When His Holiness Bhakti Vignan Goswami Maharaj visited us, I told Maharaj that, Maharaj, we are learning Manashiksha. Maharaj was very happy. Oh, is it? And Maharaj would have known, oh my God, these simpletons, I'm telling, it's my, I should not speak that way, but I know where we stand in understanding of Manashiksha. And then I told, we are learning from His Grace Balram Shakti Prabhu. And Maharaj was so, so happy to hear about it. And Maharaj asked, okay, where is he? How is he teaching? That time was Corona time and Prabhuji was taking it online. But Maharaj was very pleased about this endeavor of Prabhuji. And I think deep blessings from Maharaj would have really touched Prabhuji that time. So I would just like to summarize. As a child learns many things from the teachers, at times it goes a long way in molding his character. So same way, the journey doesn't end here. I felt the actual Manashiksha starts from when it has the last classes of Prabhuji and from the churning of these devotees, wonderful devotees, when they are churning, that's when the real journey of Manashiksha has started. And I would like to pray that whatever I have heard, I should be able to internalize and really practice. And that would be my real gratitude to Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, all our acharyas, and all the assembled devotees who have always kept me inspiring to connect to this Manashiksha. And sometimes my Durbuddhi used to tell that, okay, now we are tired after a day's work. But then thinking of this wonderful association, I used to join and or hear the next day. I admit that I was not so sincere. Many a times due to practical problems, I was not able to attend the live sessions, but try to make it up towards hearing the recorded part. My humble obeisances to all the devotees who have really worked behind the scenes, as Prabhuji mentioned the other day, and my deepest gratitude to His Grace Balram Shakti Prabhu for taking this silly girl also in this beautiful journey and teaching so many practical lessons through very wonderful examples and in a very understanding manner. Any time Prabhuji were available, and I think that really exemplifies your personality, and I'm really very grateful to you for that. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Nanda Prana.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much, Madhuri, for sharing your heart. Very beautiful offering. Very many practical points practically. And this is so good. Everyone is sharing what applied. I feel very ashamed because I have spoken about it, but they have practiced it, and I didn't. Actually, that is true. But on one sense, I feel ashamed, but on another sense, this is a very, I'm very grateful for this reminder. Because a lot of things which devotees are sharing, honestly, I wish I was following actually. But it's a very powerful reminder, and I am going to preserve these notes, whatever I have not jotted down from what devotees have shared, because it's so instructive to me actually. And many times they say, Prabhuji said, honestly, I don't recollect saying many of these things actually. Probably I must have just read it from the writings of either Bhakti Vigyan Maharaj or Shivaram Swami Maharaj. Probably I was doing it very mechanically and others were probably more attentive actually. So, and they have applied it in their lives. I feel very humbled, honestly, that I too wish to follow actually these things. So Mataji shared many points which actually others had shared. Practically everyone started with attachment to Guru, Guru. She spoke about focus, Mahamantra, crying out and confiding in devotees, Hanyeham. And she said, even though this Manasiksha has been a hard operation, but I am able to see the light at the end of the tunnel because of this Manasiksha. So because Manasiksha presents so many practical advice to overcome these anarthas, and Mataji very beautifully, and this was very gratifying to hear. The last 2 years, my practice of devotional service has been much better than what it was for the last 15 years due to Manasiksha. Raghunath Das Goswami must probably be shedding a tear or two of gratitude hearing this actually. It must be so gratifying to Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. I mean, this is perfection actually. He must be so proud. She said that Prabhuji and Mataji together used to hear, they have heard many, many times verse number 5, 6, 7 again and again and again. I mean, I wish I had that taste actually. I mean, unless someone is sincere and really wanting to transform their hearts, why would they do it? You know, the cautioning the mind of the tendencies for deceit, fault finding, puja, lab, pratishta, you know, how we, you know, she was sharing that how in a spiritual organization, which is always, there is manpower issues with respect to, you know, to get things done, you know, the position, name, fame, position comes so easily. So she said that after hearing Manasiksha, she was very conscious to keep Krishna at the center. She was telling that she started weighing her deeds and actions very carefully. And she started acting how, what would bring a smile on Krishna's face like that. So this is amazing, you know. I mean, this is very important. This is the essence of Manasiksha. What would bring a smile on Krishna's face? So, and then she said that we understand, you know, herself and Prabhuji, that the solution for Puja Lab Pratishtha is to serve the devotees. So since then, they have very sincerely started serving the devotees. And she shared how on a regular basis, she had started expressing her gratitude and prayers to Raghunath Das Goswami and Rupa Goswami every day. And that prayerfulness came from Manasiksha for her, she shared. And she understood how to pray from Manasiksha, how to come in front of the deities, and how we should heart with great feelings express our heartfelt desire to the devotees, prayers to the devotees, feelings to the devotees. And she also shared about the importance of respecting other sampradayas while remaining faithful to our own sampradaya. You know, that she learned from Manasiksha. And she also mentioned, how her love for Vrindakund and Vrindadevi got tremendously enhanced by coming again in touch with Vrindashtakam and Radhikashtakam. And she said that it is a must to read Manasiksha before going to any dham, especially Vrindavan, because it awakens our sleeping consciousness. And finally, you know what, it was very gratifying for me to hear, of course, she had shared this with me before, that we can only imagine how Raghunath Das Goswami must have felt seeing that so many devotees are coming together to discuss his Manasiksha. But for us, we cannot understand that. But there is one person. In this whole Manasiksha, we have spent maximum time discussing Srila Bhaktivedanta Goswami Maharaj's commentary. If you have been there, you know that 50% of Manasiksha, rest of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Shivaram Swami Maharaj, Jayadvait Maharaj, Sachinandan Maharaj, Urmila Maharaj, all put together is other 50%. So we are utmost grateful to him. So Mataji actually long time back expressed that Maharaj was so happy that actually devotees are coming together and discussing Manasiksha. So I mean, I'm sure it must have been his pleasure that must have empowered our discussion that we managed to actually complete it. Actually, I'm so surprised. So anyways, but Mataji ended by mentioning that how the real pleasure, the real benefit of Manasiksha, actually she felt, came actually from the churning. You know, devotee is asking relevant question, devotee is sharing relevant reflections. So, and that's how the real, you know, the real essence of Manasiksha we could assimilate. This is very true. I totally resonate with practically all the points that she has mentioned, and I thank her very much. We all must feel very, very much, all of you must be feeling very grateful that she shared so many things. So thank you very much, Mataji. And now I will request another old timer and one of the most sincere attendees. I mean, I just wish I had this kind of sincerity in my life. You know, Gopinandini Mataji, practically every session she is there. She is there, and you know, steadiness. I mean, if there is someone whom I look up to for steadiness in this whole group, it must be her. You know, practice the evening sessions and asking relevant questions. Right from my Chowpatty days, I have been seeing always there, very sincere. So, I mean, I just wish that I had an iota of this sincerity. So, I am very eager to hear her reflections. Over to you, Mataji, please go.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, can you hear me?
Yes, Mataji, yes, we can hear you.
First, I would like to offer obeisance to all the assembled Vaishnavas for their heartfelt reflections and applications which, and realizations which they have shared. I'm nowhere near to what they have said, but as an offering to Raghunandas Goswami and to Balram Shakti Prabhu, I would like to say some few words. Whatever Prabhuji says, Rane, I just, that kid, I'm like a tube light, you know, nothing penetrates easily for me. It takes some time for me to understand. That's why I try to attend all the sessions. So with that disclaimer, I would start. I have written down it as a note so that I'm just reading it out, because in case I forget some points. So please excuse if I'm going fast or something like that. First, I would like to express my heartfelt, sincere gratitude to His Grace Balram Shakti Prabhu for taking up the subject of Manasiksha and other books of Gaudiya Vaishnava philosophy. He has shared the warmth of the scriptures by way of clarity of concepts and logical presentation. Prabhuji's sincerity and hard work is inspiring. So meticulously, he sends reminders, updates, and links so that we don't miss anything. I should confess, his teachings have increased my appetite for knowing more and more about this Raga Marga and practice with sincerity and enthusiasm as far as possible. My conviction and faith in the Sampradaya and the teachings of the Acharyas have increased manifold because of these discussions. The fogs of doubts regarding various concepts and the process of moral laws being removed, thanks to Balram Shakti Prabhu. I would like to offer obeisance to His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj for his in-depth realizations and setting an exemplary culture of Vaishnavism. Srila Prabhupada for his compassion to impart the teachings of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. His establishing ISKCON has helped me come together in the Association of Devotees and discuss various Acharya's books under this umbrella of ISKCON. Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur and the current Acharyas for their lucid commentary on Manasiksha, enabling me to appreciate the intricate dealings of the false ego in combination with the mind. And last, I would like to offer obeisances to Srila Raghunath Das Goswami on highlighting the obstacles in the path of bhakti, the need for internal purification through the 11 verses of Manasiksha, which is really, really nice. And thanks to Balram Shakti Prabhu for taking us through this journey. When I started, when I shifted from the conservative ritualistic background to Krishna consciousness, the transition was smooth and simply easy for me to follow all the external activities of Krishna consciousness, like getting up in the morning, following the regulative principles, offering naivedya, etc., etc. I also simply carried my upadhis with me, not knowing that these would be detrimental to my progress. I was following everything by letter of law, but not the spirit. Because of these upadhis, I was competing, comparing, envying, judging, developing feeling of insecurity, someone's appreciated, trying to be first, trying to get attention, thinking I deserve the facilities, getting appreciation, was floating in the casual of air and was feeling very high and intoxicated. Gradually, my focus and motives had changed. I was trying to be diplomatic, lest I displease someone. If someone was appreciated, my mind would immediately try to put down the person, thinking, I know this person's weakness. When someone crossed my path, I would hold a grudge against them. I thought everybody is wrong, only I am right. I had a superior feeling. I was critical and finding fault as a matter of normal course. I felt I was progressing in Krishna consciousness smoothly with no hurdles, since I was performing all the external activities. Little knowing that I was entering a deep, dark tunnel within my heart, where, like Raghunath Das Goswami graphically describes, the robbers were plundering me of my precious treasure, love of Krishna Prem. I was bathing in the trickling union of donkey, and it was the dancing of unchaste dog flesh eating women. They were all employing opposite forces and were wanting to take me up further and further if amazed in Krishna consciousness. There was a sense of complacency in my devotional service. I would go on thinking of my fame, my satisfaction, my pleasure. Everything was centered around me. Anything which was not in line with my level of perfection was faulty and needed to be criticized. Manasiksha was a wake-up call for me. I have tried to be honest, contemplative, and self-introspective. I felt Raghunath Das Goswami has written this book keeping me in my mind. It was like a mirror to me. It is not that I have not read about these anarthas and Srimad Bhagavatam, but what made the difference, I was thinking, is the comparison of each set of anarthas, which was disgusting and felt repulsive. It indicated the intense severity of these anarthas, which as a sadhaka I had to overcome. Manasiksha, Raghunath Das Goswami recommends to change in the paradigm of thinking, willing, feeling and acting. What should I be thinking about? I should be thinking, when my ears go into hear Srimad Bhagavatam and about Krishna, my tongue should be feeling that when I will be taking Krishna Prasad. When my tongue is going to chant the holy name, how sweet is the name? How can I see, behold the beautiful form of the Lord? In my mind, who are the dear devotees of the Lord whom I can appreciate and take inspiration from? When can I visit the places of his pastimes? How can I please Krishna, etc., etc.? What should I be willing to give up? My upadhis, which were very dear to my heart. Manasiksha sessions were sobering and enlightening, humbling and hope-giving, honest and embarrassing. It allowed me to contemplate, introspect, accept impurities honestly in a dignified way. Raghunath Das Goswami was doing a surgery without giving anesthesia. The pain was difficult to swallow. Gradually, with Manasiksha discussion, the various pitfalls which as a sadhaka I was facing came to forefront. I came to realize the deeds of anarthas I was nourishing. The discussions of Manasiksha burst my chasm and brought me to reality of what actually selfless love and affections were. How these upadhis, which I cherished so much, were obstacles which the mind was conjuring up to make me feel high. I was living in a castle built on air. I honestly started introspecting on various aspects of our mindset, my motives, painful acceptance of the impurities within me, the various ways the mind was justifying my actions. My mind was making me feel superior, which was contrary to being humble servant. Humility and pride go ill together. I was always wondering how to develop humility without understanding I had so much pride in me. It was an eye-opener when Balram Chitapu started Manasiksha. I didn't know what the content of the book was, actually speaking. I just joined as one more course in my, feathers in my cap. I just joined that course. And when this discussion started, I realized, how deep the impact has been for me. Now, what should the feeling I should develop then? I have all these anathas. I have to overcome them. I know it is not going to be an easy thing. So slowly, I gradually started shifting my focus from self to concentrating on the books he was taking, on the philosophies he was teaching, on how I can improve my chanting, how I can improve my worship of deities. All those things slowly started changing, but it is a long journey for me. What feeling should I develop? I contemplated. I should develop affection and servitude to the acharyas, develop emotion towards the Brajavasis, emotions towards the lotus feet of the divine couple Gandharvika Giridhari. Balram Chakraborty's suggestions on various Savamala Ashtakams and Dashakams are beautiful to listen to and memorize. Nija Nikati Munivasam Dehi Govardhanam Kwam. Devi Gunai Sulalitam Lalitam Namami Prinde Namaste Charanaravindam. These were really, it touched my heart, all these Ashtakams, Radhika Ashtakam, then we had this Yamuna Ashtakam. All those Ashtakams touched my heart. The Goswamis did not, you know, I was just thinking, the Goswamis did not want a palatial place to live or position of being a CEO of Google or Microsoft, but a place to chain your Govardhan and Radhakund and serve Radha Krishna. This was really an eye-opener for me. I started visualizing Vrindavan through the writings of Rupa Goswami, as Prabhuji said. The sun is soaking Vrindavan with warm sunshine. There is an umbrella of clear blue sky, sweet tinkling crystal water, clear water of Yamuna flowing gently, cool breeze and fragrance of forest flowers whispering. Govardhan filled with lush green grasses where the cows were happily grazing. The calves are running here and down. The birds are chirping. The trees are laden with juicy fruits and blossoming with kadamba flowers. Vrajvasis are performing their shows, singing Govinda Damodara Madhaveti. I remember Brahma Samhita verse, Tata Ganam Natyam Gamanam. Every word is a song, every walk is a dance. There was a sense of freshness and festivity everywhere. The gopis are planning various ways they can render service to Radha and Krishna. Some are decorating Sri Radha. Gopas want to wrestle with Krishna, etc. Everyone was in the service mode trying to please Krishna. Here there was no envy, jealousy, hypocrisy, duplicity, competition. Everything and everyone is centered for the pleasure of Radha and Krishna. The visualization itself made me exuberant. My heart started soaring like a bird free from all the baggage of the upadhis which I was carrying. I realized I have nothing to be proud of. I am performing bhakti not for recognition of facilities. It is for my purification and elevation of consciousness. The richness of rendering service to Krishna is not about money, possession, honor, titles, or recognition. It is about opulence of the heart, that I love Krishna without any motives. What I learned, you know, what the one thing which struck me in the last part of the seventh verse, I think, entitlement, you know, like puja la pratishtha, entitlement. So many things I had taken it for granted. Like I had the privileges in getting the facilities of having darshan in Tirupati and Srinathji and many other places easily. And I thought I deserved all those things. So because I had the deserving mentality, I never got the gratitude for it, what I was getting. So I realized these are the things, you know, which Manasiksha taught me. I realized how the sense of deservingness, entitlement was robbing me away of my gratitude, feeling of gratitude. Like a child learning to walk a cycle many times and they fall before achieving perfection. I similarly realize it requires repeated reminders to myself. Hand-holding by senior devotees like Balram Shakti Prabhu, Radha Gopinath Prabhu, mercy of spiritual masters, grace, and grace of the divine couple, before I'm able to study the devotional creep and be firmly grounded. I am work in progress. Radha Gopinath Prabhu always says, bhakti is not upward sloping line, but a upward sloping spiral. So I think Krishna will not reject me if I fall to my anarthas again and again, provided I make determined and sincere effort to overcome by the mercy of the devotees. Vancha kalpata rupyascha kripa sindubhi evacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namah. I earnestly request all the assembled Vaishnavas to bestow mercy on me so that I can take baby steps and overcome my anarthas. And before I end, I would like to say some of the things which I think I should start doing or I'm trying to do. Try to offer obeisance like Prabhuji, the Krishnam Prabhu said in the beginning. Offer obeisance to spiritual master before starting any activity. Take shelter of the writings of the Goswamis. Keep bhakti simple. Don't make it complicated. Read Manasiksha every day as far as possible or at least whenever possible so that it becomes a reminder for me to overcome pride. Be grateful for whatever I'm getting. Be focused on purpose. Have determination to execute the prescribed process given in Bhakti Shastras. Offer to spiritual master whatever glories or glorifications I'm getting. Accept honest feedback and constructive criticisms. Try not to hold any grudge against anyone, which the mind has a tendency to amplify. Accept others' conditions as I have my own and learn to tolerate them. Be sensitive to others and care for them. Try to, you know, facilitate others' devotional service. I think that is the most thing which I think was appealing to me. And these are some of the things which I think I should do. I'm planning to go to Vrindavan and hoping there I will be able to read the Ashtakams and Dashakams which Prabhuji has taught us. Someday maybe the divine couple will shower mercy on me and I will be able to realize much more than what I have spoken today. I truly appreciate what he has given to me today. And my sincere thanks to him. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji, that was like an express train, literally, practically, it was so it was like 200 hours, of, just summarized in just 10 minutes. I mean, it was so much actually, such sincerely written. I just wish those of you who have written your offerings, if possible, and if you do not mind, please send it across to me. I honestly would like to read them. So if you me and others, if you want, you can always contact them directly, or you can contact me. I can send it across to you. But I request Gopinandri Mataji also to do that. But there's so much she shared, and I was just trying to write, but I was just faltering. I could not keep up with her speed. I will very quickly summarize. She shared about how initially this was such a heartfelt, even though it was written, but it was from the heart. She very honestly, I mean, this proves that she accepted us as her family members. Otherwise, why would she in a public forum share her heart, share her struggles, what she had to go through? I mean, this is actually parasparanugatanam pavanam bhagavad yashaha mito ratir mito tushtir nivrittir mita atmana. This is actually the success of Manasiksha, that someone felt so natural to share their struggles with all of us, which means if she had not accepted this forum, this group of devotees as her family, why would she do it? I mean, this is perfection actually, right? So she shared that how her own transition from a South Indian, Smartha family to devotional service was apparently very smooth, she said. Apparently very smooth. She was able to get up early because she was already doing it. Doing all the deity worship and everything, she was already doing it. And she felt very powerful. But little did she realize, she said, that she was carrying so much of unfavorable upadhis along with that. She very beautifully said that I was very perfectly following the letter of law, but not the spirit of it. So she said, she shared out of her humility that how, along with that, because she was not carrying the spirit, there was envy, fault finding, grudges, superiority complex, a feeling of entitlement, and, even though she was very scrupulously following the external things, but there was complacency in terms of the spirit of following it. She very beautifully said that, but Manasiksha was the wake-up call. Manasiksha brought this reckless journey, recklessly confident journey to a grinding halt, and said, stop, what the hell are you doing? So then Raghunath Das Goswami started performing the operation, and which she called as, it was painful, and he refused to give any anesthesia. It was so painful. So she said she could realize the intense severity of these anarthas, but Manasiksha changed the paradigm for thinking, and willing. We should be thinking about chanting the holy names. We should be thinking about serving the devotees. We should be thinking about residing in the dham. We should be feeling not on the level of material upadhis, but we should be feeling in the level of the spiritual upadhis which we are supposed to develop. Gurau, Goshte, Goshtare, Isho, and so on. So she said that she joined Manasiksha, she thought, this would be just one more feather on my cap. But then she said that it was a very rude wake-up call. So she said that she took it gradually. She gradually started shifting the focus from the self to actually the books, the philosophy, the holy name, the deities. So gradually she started shifting the focus from the self to all these things. And then she shared about her her appreciation of the Ashtakams and her yearning to go to Vrindavan and share these Ashtakams and her deep appreciation of the lifestyle of Goswamis, how they never wanted a well-furnished house and all those things, but all that they wanted was Nijanikata Nivasam Dehi Govardhanam. They wanted a place to live in Govardhan in Radhakund. And then she said that she really appreciated the aspect of learning to see Vrindavan through the eyes of the Acharyas. So realize that bhakti is nothing about the externals. It's not about how much money we have earned, not about how much position that we have earned, but it is all about the treasure of the heart. Like that. So then she very humbly mentioned that, I wish and pray that Krishna will accept me despite all my anarthas. He will not reject me, even though I may time and again succumb to my anarthas, but he will encourage me and give me inspiration, like that. And then finally she shared her which is a long list, regularly offer obeisances to the spiritual master. Keep the bhakti very simple. Read Manasiksha every day. Express gratitude. Be focused on the purpose for which we are executing bhakti. And whenever Pujala Pratishta comes, offer it to the spiritual master. Be open to constructive feedback. Never hold grudges. Be very sensitive to others and facilitate the devotional service of others. She said that these are my to-do things in the year to come or years to come or lifetime to come. I just wish. Mataji, if you do not mind, please share what you have written. I just wish to read these things. It is so nourishing and you went fast and I felt so bad that I could not read down the whole thing. Thank you very much. It was so inspiring. So, at this point of time, I would like to request Mangal Swamini Mataji. She is another silent seer person. Right from the very beginning, I remember she has been very sincerely attending every time, right from the Chowpatti days. She is a very senior counselor of Chowpatti congregation, very, very sincere devotee, and she has been sharing. With her counselees, this is very rare and I have never observed it in others. Maybe there are, but I am not aware of. With her counselees, she regularly, they come together and read Bhagavatam, which is really amazing. So, very sincere practitioner. I really wish with honestly, I'm eager to hear what she has learned from Manasiksha. So, thank you very much, Mataji, for agreeing to share. Over to you.
Hare Krishna, Dandavat Pranam to everybody. Thank you very much, Prabhuji, but I don't think I deserve whatever words that you spoke for me. I don't think I fit into that category at all. I'm still struggling. In fact, I'm a novice. Even today, I feel I have, whether my spiritual yatra has actually begun or no, I'm still wondering. After hearing such exalted people speak, such exalted participants and devotees speak, I feel I'm nowhere near anybody. Even I think I have no words. There is actually nothing in me. Anyway, I'll start, Prabhuji. I have had the good fortune of listening and learning from His Grace Balram Shakti Prabhu since January 2020, when he started the Nectar of Devotion on Tuesday evenings at the temple classroom, which I used to attend after office. Even though I had completed the Bhakti Shastri course some years ago, his classes were providing me with fresh new insights, and his style of teaching was very engrossing. During COVID time, he started the Zoom sessions, which he continues till date. Whatever was the book or topic he discussed, I knew there would be something in it for me to imbibe. I therefore made it a point to attend his sessions regularly within the constraints of time and circumstances. Manasiksha was a book I had never heard about or even read about. However, the title itself had its own attraction for me. Mind, as we know, has become one's can become one's best friend or one's worst enemy. To me, it meant training the mind to befriend it in the best possible manner. At the same time, I knew that the task at hand was not easy. It reminded me of Arjuna's statement to Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita 6.34. The mind is restless, turbulent, obstinate, and very strong, O Krishna. And to subdue it, I think, is more difficult than controlling the wind. And in response, Krishna says, O mighty arm, son of Kunti, it is undoubtedly very difficult to curb the restless mind, but it is possible by suitable practice and by detachment. And this is exactly where Manasiksha fits in. These sessions help me introspect at the end of each session and understand where I actually stand. It was a mirror which helped me focus on my anarthas. And at the same time, this book also provided solutions to correct or improve myself. Yet, I know I have a very long way to go. I actually felt my spiritual journey is yet to begin in the right way. After having listened for years to the talks from great exalted Vaishnavas in the Kali Yuga, where hypocrisy and quarrel abound, paying heed to the instructions of Lord Chaitanya and chanting the holy names attentively, offenselessly, and with humility will help one cross the ocean of material existence. What is the only refuge for the mind to keep itself out of trouble and harm's way? Taking shelter of the lotus feet of the divine couple. We cannot get the shelter of the divine lotus feet until we serve the holy name, devotees, and the spiritual masters who can easily protect, guide, and deliver us to the right destination. This was easily heard and remembered, but quite difficult to put into practice. With all my anarthas and conditioning, my mind was in the habit of overthinking most of the time. It is indeed a struggle for me even now, coming from a very different background. Though my family was spiritually inclined, ever since I came into the association of Krishna Bhaktas or devotees, I was always in the habit of comparing instructions and finding similarities. That made it easier for me to understand the concepts and accept the teachings and instructions. Therefore, the topic on chastity to the parampara was a bit of a challenge for me. Therefore, Prabhuji explained it so well that though the various sampradaya teachings are bona fide, but the mood and rasas differ. Therefore, one must refrain from listening, reading other than one's own sampradaya. This was something which I had to learn, because it didn't come easily to me, because I was always comparing. The examples and the simplified explanation given by Prabhuji on complex matters helped me get the essence of the subject matter. Prabhuji was never in a hurry. He gave ample time and answered each and every question patiently, understanding the level from where the question was coming. Balaram Shakti Prabhu has extensively collected commentaries of various acharyas and painstakingly prepared slides for the 11 instructions of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. He has prepared over 1,000 slides, 95 videos. Approach to the participants was also so very genuine, and it appeared that he was absolutely determined to get into the shoes of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami to ensure that all the participants, all the members of this Manasiksha family, fully understood the most important subject matter of bhakti. harnessing the mind to progress in bhakti and achieve the human goal of life to please the divine couple. From these sessions, my introspection helped me change my outlook in some ways. And I would like to just list a few of those. Before chanting, I sincerely pray with a short meditation, meaning the prayer would be for about 5 to 10 minutes and the meditation would be for another 20 to 30 minutes. And then only I start chanting. Otherwise, it was more of a mechanical thing. Okay, I have taken Diksha. I have to complete my 16 rounds. So I have to get up in the morning and do it. That was a very mechanical process. But after listening to the importance of chanting with full attention, offenselessly, and in the right mood, that helped me. And to get that mood, I had to do this small exercise. So earlier I used to try to attend Prabhuji's chanting sessions, but once I started with this, slowly I could not match the time. So it was difficult for me to join the chanting sessions in the morning. Then first thing in the morning, I get up, I offer my obeisance before the deities, again say a short prayer, express my gratitude. And again, while retiring at night, I again offer my obeisance and acceptance for whatever has happened during the day, and also give the Lord an update of whatever happened with me during the day. I used to be easily hurt. On introspection, I realized that it was actually due to my false ego, which was very much in the subtle form, which I hardly realized. But actually, that was the real cause. Small things used to hurt me. And that is because of that inflated ego, which I hardly realized until and unless I heard Prabhuji's sessions and I realized where I actually stand and how deep I am in my anarthas and how much more I have to work to overcome all these things. Then introduction to the Ashtakams, as Prabhuji said, I have been taking Zoom sessions on a daily basis. Earlier, I was doing it during lunchtime in the office. So that time was found convenient. So I continued the same time even now at home. Monday to Saturday, I take from 1 to 2:30. So during those sessions, I introduced the Ashtakams, especially on Saturdays. I make the group sing. So there also, it is giving me an opportunity to learn from them as well as to impart some information or whatever I hear, I'm just sharing. I don't have anything that I can enhance the value or give anybody. But of course, it is being appreciated and taken well. And that is thanks to the inspiration that has come from Balaram Shakti Prabhu. The other verse that attracted me immensely was the Mathura Stava from the 12th verse, the 7 sacred cities, enumerating the superiority of Sri Mathura Puri and the 2 types of mantras, Tarakam mantra, the 6-syllable Lord Ram's mantra, Rama Ramaya Namaha, and the Parakam mantra, 18-syllable Krishna mantra. These both attracted my attention, and these were actually magic to my ears. These mantras were like magic to my ears. I do not have any quality to become a Mathura Vasi. I can only wish for the mercy whenever I get an opportunity to visit Sri Mathura Puri, even if it is only for a short duration. I wish to get those blessings from the dust of Mathura. Prabhuji's undaunted, I don't know how much, I don't have sufficient words to thank Prabhuji for whatever he has taught us, or rather all his sessions were so much inspiring, and he has taken so much pains. His recordings, uploading were really very helpful. And I don't think that deepest gratitude to him and to all the gurus, acharyas and all the Vaishnavas. Due to my unworthiness, I am still struggling with my mind, uncontrolled senses and anarthas. Therefore, may Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, who has compiled these 11 instructions, shower on me his mercy, causeless mercy, by which I may follow and transcend these miseries and serve the divine couple with love and devotion and thereby not miss the human goal of human life. May the blessings and prayers of my gurus, the devotees, help me in my endeavor to develop a Purvarathi. I plan to rehear all the videos again so that the message gets totally ingrained in my mind and I make the effort to abide by the instructions with understanding, seriousness and full consciousness. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. That's so deep. I mean, Mataji did not elaborate. I will just take 1 minute to summarize. Because there are still, I know Leela Manjari Mataji is there and she is in a hurry. I mean, she has left another meeting to just come and share her appreciation. So I will not take much of her time. But actually, just 1 minute I will take to speak about Mangal Swamini Mataji. She was very modest to not share. She is actually from I hope she would not mind my sharing this. She's actually from a Christian background. Can you imagine? She grew up in that. And then not only has she taken up to devotional service so sincerely, but also guiding so many people. And can you imagine with her office work every day from Monday to Saturday, 1 to 2:30, her counselees she takes, for her counselees she teaches Bhagavatam. I mean, they come together and discuss Bhagavatam. What kind of a culture is this? So, I mean, I have no words to explain, you know. I don't want to, you know, of course, I really wish to recap whatever she has spoken for my own purification. But I don't wish to make Leela Manjari Mataji wait because she has come from another to rejoin that session. So without taking much of her time, I would like to unmute her so that I'm very, very eager to hear from her. So over to you, Mataji.
Hare Krishna.
Yes, Mataji, we can hear you.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you. Sorry, Prabhuji, for the whatever difficulty. First of all, I'd like to honestly, from core of my heart, I'd like to thank Srila Prabhupada for giving this whole such a beautiful family of devotees. And thanks to Gurudev for guiding from within to attend this session of Manasiksha. And thanks to all of you devotees to always be a supporting pillar and in the journey of this soul, in the spiritual journey of this soul. And above all, definitely, lots and lots and lots of thanks to Balram Shakti Prabhu for tolerating and teaching such a honestly such an unworthy student jisko kuch bhi nahi samajhta hai bar bar same question poochte hain fir bhi wo bar bar same answer dete hain without getting irritated. Honest thanks from core of my heart. And after hearing everybody's whatever they are saying, more and more I'm feeling like we had read a small story in the childhood. A donkey who had wore the garb of tiger. So everybody was getting scared from the donkey. But then actually, jab hi usko bhook laga, usne samne dekha, to he started the sound of donkey again. So like that was just a garb. So now I'm really feeling, from my heart I'm feeling that ye externally tilak kanthi mala sari, it's like I have worn the dress of a devotee. But after hearing so many classes and being an association of all of you devotees, I from inside of my heart I was started feeling ki yes, pehle pehle mereko bahut lagta tha main to bahut achhi devotee hu, let me openly confess to all of you. Maybe if I confess, then Krishna will be more merciful. I used to really feel from my heart, I'm a very good devotee and feel very happy about it. I don't know. I used to be very happy also. Ki main bahut achhi devotee hu. Now the more and more the days are going, and especially since the time I'm hearing Manna Shiksha, really, oh, bolte na, slowly one after another, all the coverings are getting uncovered and the reality is coming up. And in last 2 years, especially, maybe Lord has plans for me to get little more purified, at least to small little at least level. So whatever came, I was actually hearing the verse 6 and 7 again and again, again and again. I don't know, but I confess that I loved the word, the unchaste lady who is eating, dog eating woman. तो मुझे ऐसा लगता था कि नहीं वो मेरे अंदर बैठी है like that prestige and deceit both are sitting so firmly nicely and without me actually realizing that they are sitting inside my heart. So whenever anything happened I used to really actually go inside and I used to ask, okay Leela Manjari, do you really want so much prestige? Because this prestige, this word, na, dog eating woman, and I had heard for first time. But I really liked means, waisa nahi, means yes, I could understand ki yes, this tendency is there in me and it is going to, matlab jitna anartha hai aur bula lega samne, jaise like Prabhuji said that dog eating unchaste woman will, if she is dancing in my heart, it will call everybody, the doors will be open and deceit will come and lust, anger, greed, pride, everything will come back. So to whatever little degree they have gone now, they'll all again come back to you. So really, do you want that prestige? I have to really talk to myself, really, do you think that it is it worth, like whatever you have left at, like before in your life, you, if you keep this prestige, matlab prestige nahi, if you keep desire for this prestige, all those things will again come back, all those anarthas will again come back. Do you really want them? So honestly, I am grateful. I'll say definitely after hearing Maharaj's classes, I used to meditate, matlab what Prabhuji said na, hear and jaise cow churn karta hai na, to mere man mein wo sab chalta rehta tha Maharaj ka, but this one, these verses na, they really, and donkey's urine that is going to burn you away, that was like jab bhi main wo, I heard those 4-5 classes, I think maybe 5 times, because I'm a dumb student, so I take long time to understand things, percolate very slowly in me, so I keep on troubling other devotees also, like Brajradi and many other devotees, iska meaning kya hota hai, fir wapas bhul jati hu, fir wapas poochti hu, but like all of you are really tolerating me and still keep on explaining again and again same thing to me. But when I used to again and again think that, really, I confess, that really helped me in taking few decisions of my life, which were really major decisions, but because of those decisions, I'm much, much, much more peaceful today. So I actually thank Krishna, thank Srila Prabhupada, thank our Gurudev, that through all of their mercy, I got to attend Balram Shakti Prabhuji's classes. I consider this, that attending these classes by Balram Shakti Prabhu as mercy of Gurudev to me, so that I can have enough strength to cope up with those things which are coming right at these moments. Like, you know, aisa hota hai na, bacche ko samjho 12th ka maths nahi aata hai, to 12th ka hi teacher aa jayega aur usko maths sikha dega aur itna easy sikha dega ki wo bahut acha marks layega, distinction layega. तो आई फेल कि लॉर्ड अरेंज्ड एवरीथिंग. सो ऑनेस्टली थैंकफुल टू ऑल ऑफ यू, बलराम जगते प्रभु एंड लॉर्डशिप. I really not want to take more time, but I loved one thing of all these, among all these verses, I loved one thing. How Raghunath Das Goswami is addressing every verse, starting is, the first verse starting, oh, brother, dear mind. So, mujhe itna achha laga ki how much, you know, these Goswamis, these Acharyas, even if they are talking to mind, they are so respectful. So respectful. Disrespect is for none. And even when they have used this word ruffian, oh, ruffian mind, still, I don't know, in that also you can feel the sense of respectability. Matlab, really. So, as per the verse 8th and 9th, like this prestige and deceit, the desire for this will go away. This unchaste lady of dog eating woman will go away only when we catch feet of devotees and lotus feet of lordships. So I honestly, in my heart, actually, personally, catch hold of feet of each and every one of you personally and beg you that you please, bestow your blessings on this soul so that I can really grow in the spiritual life. And really all these anarthas, honestly, you know, with the lotus feet of Lord, always catch hold of lotus feet of Lord in my heart and catch hold hanyam hanyam. Really means whatever it is, open my heart fully with all those black thing, let it be seen by all the devotees, but take full shelter of guidance of devotees and come up in the spiritual life and really on the path, travel the path way back home, back to God, to the spiritual world. Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of this Manasiksha sessions. Thank you. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. What can I say? I mean, I honestly have no words. You know, this is, I mean, their family, Srivas Thakur Prabhu, Leela Manjari Mataji, and their two wonderful sons, Sri Ram and Sri Pati. I mean, I think one of the best families I've ever seen in my life. Such sincere souls, so senior, but so grounded. Mataji is a gold medalist doctor. I mean, and you know, so dear to her Gurudev, and but still speaking with such humility. I mean, what do you say? I mean, be very humbled. You know, there are a few devotees seeing whom I feel very humbled, and you know, I would say their family is one of them. I feel very humbled. I feel very fortunate that I got an opportunity to associate with them. You know, such an exemplary family. You know, Mataji, I mean, whatever she spoke, you know, it's so much Leela Manjari Mataji. That's exactly how she is. You know. Anyways, but I don't want to recap. How can I recap? Because I cannot bring in the same feelings with which she spoke. I cannot bring in the same sincerity with which she spoke. It would sound very artificial and hypocritical. So you know, I don't feel myself qualified to recap what she spoke. But then I was surprised 5-6 times she heard, you know, with such packed schedule, you know, her job, Bhaktivedanta Hospital, she's a counselor taking care of the spiritual lives of so many devotees. She is a wife, she is a mother, and such sincerity, you know, every day waking up, you know, not just herself, but waking up few of her friends, and together they go and attend morning program day in and day out, and together with devotees discussing teachings of bhakti. I mean there is a lot to learn. Actually, this is perfection. This is how life should be led, I would say. I mean, so many wonderful points, but I don't want to take time away because from Her Grace Vrajaraje Mataji, a very good friend Yamanjari Mataji, and it would just be fitting if both of them share their reflections together. So as the last speaker for the day, I would like to request Her Grace Vrajaraje Mataji to share. Over to you, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, am I audible, Prabhuji?
Ah, yes, Mataji, you are audible.
Hare Krishna, humble obeisances to all the Vaishnavas. Actually, I am nowhere near to Lila Manjari Mataji. I am very kind to her for giving her association to me. I offer my respectful obeisances to Shri Raghunath Das Goswami, Shri Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and all the contemporary acharyas who have given this wonderful commentaries on this book. And a very heartfelt thanks to His Grace Balram Shakti Prabhu for these wonderful sessions and heart-turning discussions. Honestly speaking, I never heard about this book before I joined this course. I came to know about this course through Her Grace Lila Manjari Mataji. When the session started, actually at the beginning of the COVID, when we couldn't go to the temple, that time only online lectures was really. I could attend only few online sessions, but later on, because of my duty hours, I didn't attend, but later I heard recordings next day. This has been a wonderful journey together with all of you, with so many concepts got clear during these discussions under the guidance of His Grace Balram Shakti Prabhu. Many lessons I have learned during course, difficult to summarize in short time, but I will try my best. At present, I'm just making an endeavor to apply these lessons practically. Actually, this book is for everyone who wants to progress on the path of devotional service. It emphasizes that how much importance is given to the internal purification rather than only external activities. In first verse only, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami tells us about sada dambham hitva. That is, it is a continuous process, sada, and there is a long way to go. Giving up the false designations before giving up the spiritual designations. First and foremost is to develop attachment to our gurus before developing attachment to Vrajai Radha Krishna or his tadiya. I realized the importance of association of Vaishnavas. Like in the verse, it says, Hanneham, Hanneham, crying piteously to the devotees, commander in chief of Krishna's army. They can only save us from these highway robbers of Anarthas. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami emphasizes so much about service to the pure devotees of the Lord. Then only the internal potency of Lord can flow from the heart of pure devotee to the sadhakas. And without mercy of pure devotee, progress in the path of devotional service is impossible. Even thinking oneself as a devotee or a Vaishnava itself can produce a desire for pratishtha, or pratishtha asha, a desire for name of fame in our mind. So this thought itself can make oneself more humble. There's so many subtle anarthas can bind a person to this material world. This book made me understand that with so many anarthas overflowing in the heart, and how to overcome these anarthas. Without anartha nivruti, artha pravritti is not possible. And both of them go hand in hand. Even attachment to our virtues can also create an obstacle on the path of devotional service. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami repeatedly emphasizes on the word Vrajai Radha Krishna, Vrajai Radha Krishna. That is development of vrati towards Vrindavan Krishna, Nanda Nandan Krishna, not to Dwarka Krishna, Mathura Krishna. That is one pointed goal. Even desire of liberation itself is an obstacle to the devotional service. We want to go back to Godhead not because of material miseries, but because for the pleasure of Radha and Krishna. One more thing is like emphasis is given is chastity towards our parampara. Following the teachings of our acharyas like Swarup Damodar Goswami, Rup Goswami, and their associates is the only way to attend the lotus feet of Vrindavan Krishna. Learning to see and understand the glories of Dham through our ears and through the eyes of our acharyas. Meditating on the different ashtakams like Lalita Ashtakam, Yamuna Ashtakam, Radhika Ashtakam and Stavamala by Rupa Goswami is the only way to reveal the real glories of Dham. There is no stage where we cannot hope for the Krishna's mercy. This is the very hope-giving statement for me, that at any stage we can hope for the mercy of Krishna and devotees. So thank you very much to His Grace Balaram Shakti Prabhu and all the devotees from this forum for giving their association to me. Hare Krishna. Thank you, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Thank you. Thank you so much. Very concisely you summarized the teachings. How Manasiksha emphasizes on the importance of internal purification, the importance of Sada Gambam Hitva, how it's an ongoing process, it's not a one-off event, you know, of giving up this Gamba or material consciousness, and the importance of developing, in order to develop a relationship with Krishna, the importance of developing a relationship with the Stadiya. And, so many other points. Attachment to virtues also can create, obsessions in our devotional life. How the importance of, whatever we need to do should be for Radha and Krishna and Vrindavan. How liberation can be an obstacle, learning to see Dham through the eyes of the Acharyas, and finally, there is no stage in which we cannot expect the mercy of the Lord. Very beautifully summarized. I thank you very much, Mataji. Mataji is also such a very sincere person, attending many, many. I honestly don't understand where they get time, She's a practicing gynecologist, a very busy person. She's a mother. She's a wife, mother of two wonderful children. She's a wife. Without fail, attending the morning program at Radha Giridhari. And getting together with devotees and discussing Krishna Katha, hearing these sessions. I mean, this is the proof that actually no one can say, I don't have time. Actually, if you are sincere, Krishna can expand the time. I mean, literally what these devotees, like Sachi Pran Prabhu, Vilamanjari Mataji, Prajarade Mataji, what they are doing, it's simply, it's not possible for anyone to do in 24 hours. I mean, without Krishna having to expand the time for them. So, this is probably from their lives, I think this is the greatest teaching that I am trying to learn, is never give the excuse of no time, because if you are sincere, I am willing to expand. Krishna says, Kalosmi Lokakshayakrit Prabhutto. So I am time, Krishna says. So if we are willing to give time to Krishna, Krishna's time can expand, and practically, it's really wonderful. I mean, someone has shared in the chat box that, Hari Prasad Prabhu says, I am feeling very fortunate to be in the Sangha of such serious devotees. Actually, I feel it every day, because I know to speak is very easy. It's the easiest thing probably. But to come sincerely and hear, unless the person has the intense sincerely progress on Krishna consciousness, it is not possible. So I honestly feel most of the devotees were practically all of the devotees were joining these sessions are actually very, very advanced. And I feel very, very fortunate to be in the Sangha of such serious devotees. I mean, I the last week, what was shared, I heard it again and again, twice. And this time also I'm planning, you know, to soak myself in the personal realizations of all these wonderful Vaishnavas. And that next week also we have devotees who are going to share. So next week, maybe it will be the last of the grand finale session of Manasiksha. So please do not miss. We have some very wonderful devotees in line. Radha Pramod Prabhu is there. Radha Damodar Prabhu is there. Sharanya Radha Mataji, she will be sharing. Ghanshyam Krishna Prabhu will be sharing. So there are quite a few devotees. Srinivas Prasad Prabhu will be sharing next week. So there are many wonderful Vaishnavas who are yet to share their reflections next week, and others also, you know, there are, everyone is invited to share your reflections. Sachipran Prabhu is there. Sachipran Prabhu may also share next week. So please join, and it's going to be very, very fruitful. I mean, honestly, I have to say today's session was, you know, it filled my heart so much. I just wish to, the next 1 week, you know, I just wish to meditate on these, to follow. I mean, it's very, very humbling, honestly. If I have to describe my feelings in one word, it's very humbling. I just wish, if at all there is something that I have gained these sessions, it's blessings, you know, because of sharing. I am sharing what belongs to Raghunath Das Goswami and Bhaktivinoda Thakur and the Acharyas, but an opportunity to get the blessings for myself, you know, I feel very grateful. So thank you very much. It was so wonderful. I mean, this is really amazing. This is the perfection of the whole Manasiksha sessions. It's been to get this Nigamma Kalpataror Galitam Palam. This is the ripened fruit of Manasiksha. This is what devotees have shared in the last 2 weeks and will continue sharing in the next week. So please do not miss. You know, it is so, so precious. These things are so precious, actually. So thank you very much. So hoping to have your association next week also. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami Pad ki jai. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur ki jai. Vartaman Acharya ki jai. Vanchakalpatarubhyas chakrupasindubhyayavacha kapitanam bhavanebhyo vaishnavibhyo namo. Thank you very much. Shri Manasiksha ki jai. Hare Krishna. Very, very grateful to all of you.